This is Dale Connolly reporting. It's not the news. There are many ways to create art, and one of the most popular new forms is with a chainsaw. And among chainsaw artists, Don Pulpmeister is the Paganini. He's the Rembrandt, the Leonardo. I spent a little time with him recently at the Minnesota State Fair to learn the secrets of the man who, they say, can coax art from a stump. Mr. Pulpmeister, I've caught you as you're about to begin work on a really big stump here.
Yeah, that is big, isn't it? I'm going to have to bring out the old V6 here.
And how do you decide what to carve?
Well, I don't decide. I let the wood speak to me. I mean, it's in the grain. Look it over and you can kind of tell how the piece wants to go.
And what is this enormous stump saying to you?
That's my arm.
Oh, sorry. What is this enormous stump saying to you?
This wants to be, I would say, a current political sculpture. It wants to be, Vice President Gore and Governor Bush shaking hands. I think it's fitting that they should take shape out of a stump. I mean, that's what candidates do, right? They stump.
Well, they do. That's right. Seems appropriate, so good luck to you. And here he goes. He's taking a large chunk off the side right away, and now he's going across the top. He's leveling it off and beginning to cut down into the center, making a deep V, and coming back up on the other side, and now he's stopping to take a look at what he's done and to think about the next step. What are you thinking?
I was thinking that I may have misinterpreted what the wood was saying, actually.
Oh, it's not saying Bush and Gore shaking hands? No,
this part here I lopped off over here. Yeah. That was going to be Mr. Gore's head. Mm. It kind of looks more like an end table. Let's see. This piece actually wants to be just one person. Yeah. Let's make the figure an American voter. Okay? What was going to be the vice president's head could be the ballot box instead.
Okay. Well, that's a valid and a nonpartisan political theme.
All right. I'll give it a shot here.
And so the artistic process has recommenced, turning this lifeless stump into a sculpture, Mr. Don Pulpmeister here. And he's, are you going to make the voter a man or a woman?
Well, I'm feeling creative. Let's have the voter be a woman, okay?
Okay, with me. And so the tribute is underway. Tribute to the woman voter as she is today. And
whoops.
She's a, whoa, oops.
Let's make it a man, shall we?
A man.
I mean, it's really hard to do curves with this, the big V6 here. It's a very, very heavy chainsaw, so we'll change that to a man.
And the wood chips are flying here. It's raining down on us like organic confetti, thanks to the power in Mr. Pulpmeister's chainsaw and his mighty, mighty arms.
Woo! Oh, I'm sweating like a pig. In fact, I think I'm going to make this sculpture of a pig.
What? I thought this was a man casting his vote.
Well, I don't think the wood wants to be that, Dale. It's telling me it wants to be something a lot shorter, a lot smaller.
And so, stump shaper Don Pulpmeister is now creating a pig that will stand forever.
More like a chicken.
I'm sorry, did you say it's going to be a chicken?
Yep.
And so he sets off to create a masterwork, a chicken. A chicken of wood, a chainsaw carved.
Maybe I'll concentrate on the head here.
It's going to be a bust of a chicken, then, just a chicken's head.
Maybe just the beak, kind of a Mona Lisa-type smile without the eyebrows.
Well, I'll leave you to your work, then, Don Pulpmeister, chainsaw artist.
Whoops.
A man who reduces large stumps to their artistic essence.